This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Some stations don't carry this first five, so I'm going to hit some really key intel on the poison shot. Then we'll come back with the whole UN power grab and how to stop them, and then I should be done by about 15 after. I'm going to get into the big enchilada, a great window into the New World Order, how the CIA took over the black community and basically every other community next, but they picked black folks first, as they always do, and it's a serious situation, so that's coming up. But Cheryl Atkinson, top investigative journalist, done a great job. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to repost it on X as well. It's a 10-minute report, but here's part of it. We're now, because she's on national TV all over the country, she reaches 43 million households. So this is one of the first times on national news that former CBS top investigative journalist, that this is actually getting out there. So it's pretty amazing. Here it is.
Welcome to Full Measure. I'm Cheryl Atkinson. Florida's Surgeon General recently called for a halt in COVID vaccines due to safety questions, while the federal government continues to heavily promote them for adults and kids alike. Today, we begin with a little-told story about COVID vaccine injuries. It's the story of Maddie, one of the children who took part in Pfizer's vaccine study on children. It's a remarkable account of what happened when Maddie got very, very sick, leading to accusations that Pfizer, the FDA, and the study leaders tried to bury her case.
All three of my kids were in the Pfizer clinical trial for 12 to 15-year-olds at Cincinnati Children's.
In summer of 2020, Stephanie DeGary and her family learned an important clinical trial was about to be launched at nearby Cincinnati Children's Hospital. It would test Pfizer's experimental COVID-19 vaccine on 12 to 15-year-olds to see if it was safe and effective. The DeGarys, firmly pro-vaccine, didn't hesitate to let their children take part. Among three siblings, 12-year-old Maddie alone was chosen to get two doses of Pfizer's vaccine rather than a harmless placebo. It proved a fateful and debilitating roll of the dice.
Her second dose was January 20th of 2021, and that was my son's 16th birthday, literally the day. I have a picture of the three of them on that day. That night, in the middle of the night, that's when it all started. So it was maybe 12 hours after her second dose.
What kinds of things did she wake up with, or was she suffering?
She just came in and asked if she could sleep in our bedroom, which was not normal. She said, "I don't feel right. Can I sleep in your room?" So she slept in between us, so very odd. And then in the morning, she ended up going to school just because she hates missing school, because then you have to make up the work. So by the time she came home from school, my husband called me at work and said, "Maddie's having some sort of reaction." She had, like, what she described as electrical shocks going up and down her spine. She said she felt like her heart was being ripped out. So chest pain. She had severe abdominal pain. She was hunched over when she walked through the door. Her toes and her fingers were white, and they were, like, when you touch them, they were ice cold and painful.
Did you think right away that this was probably a vaccine reaction?
100%. There was nothing wrong with her prior to that.
Before long, Maddie lost feeling in her legs. Here, she's scooting on the floor and using her hands to lift her legs. DeGary says she was shocked when the lead study doctor offered no help. She found herself reluctantly following the advice of physicians who insisted Maddie's paralysis, seizures, passing out, all of it, were caused by anxiety.
I'm embarrassed how much I was brainwashed and believed them. She did cognitive behavioral therapy, which is seeing a psychologist.
At what point did you think to yourself, "I've tried what they said. I know my daughter's not suffering a psychological event"?
I always had in the back of my mind, I knew that it wasn't. So when she was in her hospital stay in April, they treated her horribly. Like, they treated her like a crazy person. And at that point, I knew. Plus, she wasn't getting better.
Maddie was rushed to the ER 9 times. By the time she was hospitalized for the 3rd time, she had heart problems, seizures, was passing out, vomiting, unable to swallow, and was fed through a tube. She was in the hospital that time for 1.5 months.
Hey, welcome back.
I need to take this out.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, hour number 2. Now, remember, the UN, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Democratic Party, they've testified in Congress for years that their main mission is getting me off the air. And we ought to go back and find those congressional hearings and stuff. People forget about that and show you them saying, Democrats, Jones is still on the air. We're working on it, sir. He'll be off the air soon. Defense Department meetings, House Armed Services Committees, the military under globalist control saying, I'm their enemy. Why? Because I'm not your enemy. Because I'm here promoting freedom and security and justice. And I love America. And they know it. And they've got my background, and they fear it. It's like having a long line of racehorses or something. And you know it's a good line of racehorses. My family's been defending this country since before it existed. But it doesn't matter. If you love freedom, I don't care if you just got here, and you're legal. You're an American, too. But the point is that they're the globalists. They're the ones running down America. They're the ones constantly putting the country down, saying how horrible it is. Because they want to replace the ideas of freedom that stand in their way of total control. So if you go back to 1890 or so, and there's been books written on it, and they published news articles. They were very proud of it. The robber barons, the Carnegies, and later the Rockefellers, and all of them said, Americans are the most literate people there are. We were. Even poor people could read good. And people were anti-establishment. They were pro-free market. And they were all about a meritocracy, that it was about what you did yourself and what you could produce, not if you came from some blue blood family. And America still had classism and elitism, but nothing compared to Europe. And so it was an idea of pulling away from that. And the French historian Alexander de Tocqueville wrote a magnum opus on it. You should read his book. It's been a decade here, right after the Revolutionary War. Try to find out who these people are. So we're the model they're scared of, the idea that took root here. And so they try to set up the League of Nations after World War I, it fails. They set up the UN after that, and they say it's got diplomatic immunity, it's got total power, and then it recruits the politicians, the leaders out of the nation states, to sign over power to the UN, and then come to the UN and be able to sex traffic, narcotics traffic, loot gold mines, diamond mines, engage in any crime they want. And our press was somewhat controlled until recently we got totally controlled. But even 5, 10 years ago, there were articles everywhere about UN diamond slave mines and UN slave cobalt mines and UN all of it. And mass sex trafficking and UN helping run the Rwanda massacre of millions and... Now, almost nothing, and they've buried all the old stories. All the old confirmed reports. I should make a documentary. Somebody should, on the UN's crimes. So, yeah, there's an AP report on thousands of trafficked kids out of Haiti and nobody got in trouble, the UN. That was the last time AP, like 6 years ago, did its job. Nothing since then. There used to be hundreds of articles a week. London Guardian, Der Spiegel, Le Figaro. Now, silence. Because it's much bigger than it's ever been. Now it's over 100,000 missing children brought in, and they over 500,000 in the last 3 years, unattended, and they tell Congress, DHS, Mayorkas says, we don't even know where they are. Then they find some of them, and they're in sex slavery as young as 5 years old. Or they're working at battery plants when they're 12, 15 hours a day, sleeping on the cot. Oh, yeah, they came to the land of the free, the home of the brave. We have fallen so far, ladies and gentlemen, and this is modern slavery. So I covered it last hour, and I'm finishing up on this. You just joined us, and you missed it. You'll want to go back when this is archived at man.video later today or to the X screen at Real Alex Jones and see it. But Tedros says, we got an emergency. Everybody hates us. No one believes us. They're all liars. The UN doesn't want power. The UN doesn't want global government. The UN doesn't want to control your life. As he's sitting there next to the head of the UN emergency response team, Dr. Ryan, who's on record saying, we want to be able to get into the homes during the lockdowns and take the kids and break up the families. And he's since written reports saying, we want to arrest people that are against the lockdowns in the future. And it's in Canadian and Australian and German documents that are actually did it. So here's Dr. Michael Ryan, sitting right next to Tedros when he denied any of this is going on.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
It's now my great pleasure to invite Lady Gaga.
These people are a joke, but they're very, very serious in their plans. They built these giant sprawling camps all over the world at UN direction to lock us up. By the way, we won't air this live today, but who was the Canadian guy that never even made a film? He made that one film. He was so angry during lockdown. That's the cartoon about a future dystopia with a new virus. I want to add that in here in post when we post this to man.video today. I want to add that. Okay, guys, put a note, please. I forget the name of the little short film, but you'll find it. We'll add it, and we'll do that. Okay. Now, what is the UN saying? They're saying they're above the law. I kind of sped read through this at the end of the last hour. Now, I'm reading to you from the United Nations Charter, 1946, and I just read through all the areas where they say we're above the law. Overhead shot, please. So that's page one, that's page two. They can have taxes, regulations on you. No government can stop them. They're above the law. And then it starts getting into the individuals at the UN and how they are above the law. Article 2, property, funds, and assets. The United Nations is, and its property and assets, wherever located and wherever held, shall enjoy immunity from every form of legal procedure, except in so far as a particular case, it has expressly waived the immunity, which it never does. That's why they won't give any of their refugees the shots, because that's liability on the country they're doing it to. They want to say no legislation, no government can stand against them. Right here. Now let's skip ahead to where I left off earlier. Section 7, the United Nations, its assets, income, and property shall be exempt from all direct taxes. It is understood, however, that the United Nations will not claim exemption from taxes which are in fact no more than charges for public utility services. be, except for customs duties and prohibitions and restrictions on imports and exports in respect to articles imported or exported by the United Nations for its official use. It is understood, however, that articles imported under such exemption will not be sold in the country to which they were imported, except under conditions agreed to with governments of the country. C. Exempt from customs duties and prohibitions and restrictions in imports and exports in respect to its publications. Article 4, the representatives of its members. This is where they give themselves immunity. Section 2, representatives of members of the principal or subsidiary organs, the subsidiary organs, the NGOs, of the United Nations and to conferences convened by the United Nations shall, while exercising their functions and during the journey to and from the place of the meeting, enjoy the following privileges and immunities. So when they're out in your country, they're immune too. They have your country sign a treaty to that. Above the law, 007. A, immunity from personal arrest or detention and from seizure of their personal baggage and in respect or word spoken or written and all acts done to them in the capacity of representatives, immunity from legal process of every kind. That's why they're always still getting caught because they get so reckless, shipping drugs, kidnap kids, you name it. You can't check the planes they're flying in and out. B, inviolability for all papers and documents. That means they're above the law. The right to use codes and to receive papers and correspondence.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Powerful information. All right, I'm done talking about the United Nations. I want to start shifting gears into understanding who runs us at the top. Because again, the UN was created by the criminals that hijacked our country at the end of World War II and set the National Security Act of 47. At the same time, the UN was set up to transfer power into it and give it secrecy and diplomatic immunity, just like the National Security Act of 47 says the CIA and any other agency is above the law and totally secret, and no one can see what they're doing, and they can operate and have unlimited funds and do whatever they want. Look it up. Guys, pull up the National Security Act, 1947. Oh, it says you can do FOIA requests, but they can classify stuff for 20 years. They've now expanded it to classify it for 100 years. Pfizer has UN diplomatic immunity. That's how they went into federal courts and said, we don't want to show you our Pfizer trials for 100 years. First, it was 75. They said, well, actually, we'll murder you all way before then. You can have it in 100 years. You don't get this immunity as a citizen. In fact, you have less rights. Being a citizen now is a chump. Maybe you could renounce your citizenship, go call yourself an illegal alien, move to Mexico, move back, be above the law. But they won't let you do that. They will disregard that. Because you were trained to be a chump. You were trained to submit. You were trained to bow down. You were trained to go along. So the same British Empire model, not the British themselves, the British Empire model, they admit this, they write white papers on it. Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote a 1,100-page book, Tragedy and Hope, about it. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote books about it. They are quite honest about it because they think, yeah, print me that, United Nations. No, it's the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That's what I want. The United Nations International Declaration of Human Rights. It doesn't matter. It's there. It's what it says. It doesn't matter. So, continuing. If you're a radio listener, you hear me say no. Crew does a great job. They just search everything I say, and 95% of the time they can pull it up right away. Sometimes they pull up the wrong thing, and I'll just tell them on air. They're not bad. They're doing a great job. I'm surprised they can do that good a job, because there's a lot of crazy stuff in there. They're also trying to bury this information. Now, I rarely do this. Come on over. I rarely do this, but I rarely air something twice here on air in one day. But John Bowne's report is so important, and we're posting it right now, or it may already be up. I asked it to about an hour ago. We're going to post this report, his latest report, up on X, and I want it to go mega viral. Then we'll come back and get into the CIA and how they control the culture and how we stop it. But this is John Bowne's latest report. No question, the border invasion verified. No question, the border invasion verified. It's beyond that. It's top retired FBI confirm military invasion run by the UN of the U.S. That's really what the headline should be. I'm going to go check when we play this and make sure it's up on X. But this needs to go viral, not 5 million. It needs 100 million views. We'll play it. We'll come back and get into the big enchilada.
In a letter written to Congress by 10 retired FBI agents, including former directors, assistant directors, and special agents in charge. Every concern facing the American people over our invaded border was verified. Quote, "The surge in numbers of single military-aged males descending upon American cities and towns is alarming and perilous. Additionally, they are not just from terror-linked regions, but from China and Russia as well, hostile adversaries of the United States with aspirations to devastate national infrastructure. For these reasons, elements of this recent surge are likely no accident or coincidence. These men are potential operators in what appears to be an accelerated and strategic penetration, a soft invasion, designed to gain internal access to a country that cannot be invaded militarily in order to inflict catastrophic damage if and when enemies deem it necessary."
Well, now we know for a fact the United Nations is funding the migrant crisis. We can stop guessing. From the Center for Immigration Studies, United Nations budgets million for U.S.-bound migrants in 2024. Public documents show cash handouts to help feed, transport, and house people headed for the U.S. border. You know, in a nutshell, the United Nations and its advocacy partners are planning to spread the $372 million in cash and voucher assistance and multi-purpose cash assistance to some 624,000 immigrants in transit to the United States during 2024.
Does this look honestly like this would stop anybody? It's a joke. And Governor Abbott, for 3 years, have just been letting people in millions at a time, and now he's making a stand over this? Over this? That's what this is all about? I'm just trying to put it in perspective for people. That's all I'm trying to do. The truth is the truth, no matter how it looks. And that's the truth. Take a look at it one more time. This is what it's about, America, right here. This cheap wire that they can come over here and cut themselves.
President Biden's threat to force Texas Governor Abbott to face the consequences should Texas not abide by the Biden administration's demand that razor wire be removed from the Texas border so that millions more non-naturalized military-aged men can flood the border to go who knows where to prepare for who knows what, has so far resulted in the White House freezing new natural gas export licenses, as if Biden were sanctioning a foreign enemy. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, World Economic Forum member and reoccurring Davos attendee, was on the other side of the world in India, opening a back door for globalization in Texas with the Texas Economic Development Corporation.
And yeah, it's not a coincidence that he went to Mumbai. Keep in mind, Mumbai is, well, the beginning of the new Indo-European corridor. Just like I-69 down there in McAllen and other places down there in Brownsville, those three feeders that then go up to Detroit. Keep in mind, World Economic Forum also has a big presence in Detroit. But the bottom line is, a lot of this is about trade corridors. These little fights are like swatting mosquitoes. Don't get killed in Eagle Pass. We got a much bigger thing going on. We've got a much bigger fish to fry.
None of this makes sense. A real president following his duty wouldn't disregard our national security to the level of treason. We are sitting idly by waiting on a false flag to be followed by martial law and the cancellation of the 2024 election.
As you may know, I have had my insurance license in the state of California for over a decade. And when I was reviewing policies for 2024, I noticed this new exclusion. Treatment of an injury or a sickness which is due to war, declared or undeclared, riot, or insurrection. This is not typical.
Check this out. They actually have the camouflage clothes of the illegal aliens hanging up in the tree. So these are the illegals that don't want to get caught. These are the so-called runners. This camp that's partially funded by Pima County, that is operated under the Universalist Unitarian Church out of Tucson, Arizona, is aiding and abetting cartel runners directly into Arizona.
The border is an open bleeding wound slashed repeatedly by the United Nations infiltration of Agenda 2030. This is no longer clouded by speculation. This is exactly what is happening. Prepare now. John Bound reporting.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to hit the really big news I've been talking about the last hour and a half. But first, about 15 minutes ago, I got some really huge intel from our high-level federal sources in the federal court system, and I'm going to leave it at that. It's as high-level as you can get, other than, like, the Supreme Court. And I said, well, this is so huge. Will you please send me that in writing? Not so that I have proof. I know they're a great source, but so I don't get it wrong. And they said, absolutely. So I'm waiting for them to give me a write-up, and we'll have this breaking for you next hour. But let's just leave it at this. Texas is about to get a big victory on the border with the court case, with the barbed wire. And, again, I don't even care if somebody else breaks it in the next 30 minutes because I want to get it dead right. And I just talk to them, and I'm going to leave it at that. But the good guys are definitely on the move. And the government's not our enemy. It's been hijacked at the top by criminals. The government itself, 90% of it, you know, the top's bad, 90% of it's good. They are hopping pissed. Just like when they ordered them to move in on the Texas Guard last week, and it came out in the news. The Border Patrol said, nope, we're not arresting the State Guard, and we're done. We're sick of you giving us criminal orders. So it's a historic moment to be alive right now. That's all I can say. It's our government. It's been hijacked. We're going to get it back. We're going to cut it down. It's out of control. But civil war is not what we want. This is not a civil war. This is a fight against a globalist coup and an outside takeover. They're trying to brand it as a civil war all over the controlled media, all over Hollywood. That's not what it is. And it's not a shooting war that's going to fix this, folks. It's taking our government back legally and lawfully, and it's going to be hard. But they want a physical confrontation because out of the mess that's going to create, they hope they can muddy the water until people don't know what's going on, and they can win. And they're still going to lose down that road, but they got a better chance of winning down that road. We got like a 60% chance of winning down that road, but it'll be hell. We got a 90% chance of winning on the course we're on right now, conservatively. So they're the bad guys, we're the good guys, and almost no one with half a brain is buying the fact that Trump's a white supremacist and all this crap, and that the police want to murder the black people and all this BS, and people are really starting to get it quickly. That's why we're in danger of them doing a financial collapse or a wider war, which we're already in. Okay, let me clear my mind here and shift to the next big issue. What happens is, I don't have teleprompters, folks. Nobody tell me what to say. I do all the research, I have all the news, and then every stack is a whole new area of thought, a whole deep dive, a whole critical thing, and it's hard to jump from one topic to another because this stuff's so heavy. So I've got to somehow decouple my synapses from that data, even though it's all interconnected, for the destabilization operation. I'll tie into that at the end, the border, tied into the CIA and all of this. The first thing I need to do is go into the history of it and explain it and then lay out all this evidence. We'll skip this break so we have more time. But I need 3 minutes to clear my mind. So, because I get so excited about this other big thing that took over my brain for a minute. I'm like literally trying to go, stop it. And it takes a little bit to get excited. Because what happens is I've done the research coldly, but I have excitement and energy about each section. And then I get obsessed with one thing, and then it's like your favorite football team wins a championship, and then you're supposed to shift gears in 60 seconds and do something completely different, and it's kind of hard to do. So I'm being honest with you about how my brain works and what's going on here, because I really want to nail this in the 20-something minutes we'll have left in this hour. So let me do this. I wrote this sarcastic headline, the great affiliate relations director, the longest serving employee here, I guess 20 years or longer, John Harmon, loves occasionally to put out videos. So I've asked him to put another one out. And he just put this out about 20 minutes ago. It's on X, on Real Alex Jones. It's got a sarcastic headline. It's only 3.5 minutes long. It's laughing at the left should be illegal. The ADL is right. It's time to ban comedy. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic there, but here it is.
They want to take our rights.
But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories.
He believes in nothing, Lebowski, nothing.
They want to change the Constitution.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Banned assault weapons now.
Ban them now.
49% of my fellow Texans believe in a mandatory buyback program. Only 35% oppose.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
They want to erase our borders.
Why are you guys making it easier for people to enter the country illegally?
I believe we are. Why do you think we are?
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
They want to steal your money.
We changed retirement age to reflect life expectancy. 65 is way too low.
I'm sending Congress a supplemental budget request. It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption.
An unprecedented estimated $105 billion in security funding for Israel and Ukraine. $60 billion is said to be slated for the fight against Russia.
Meanwhile,
new federal report finds Americans are struggling to keep up with paying their bills.
4 in 10 adults said it's been somewhat or very difficult to cover the usual household expenses.
They want to kill off the old America.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. They were insurrectionists, not patriots.
Oh, my God! We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
No! God, please, no! No!
Go f*** yourself. Go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Frick.
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, I want to be 100% crystal, absolutely clear here. We're all made by the Creator. We all have souls. And I don't care if you got dark skin or white skin or where you came from. I want you to be free, and I want to defeat the globalists that want you dead. But the left has had a long-term project, starting back with LBJ, and he even wrote letters admitting it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And civilization. So here's Ice Cube talking about it with Bill Maher, and Bill Maher, as usual, is being an apologist for it. Here it is.
Same people who own the labels own the prisons.
Literally the same people?
Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. The records that come out are really geared to push people towards that prison industry.
But they didn't make you write those lyrics.
It's not about making somebody write the lyrics. It's about being there as guardrails to make sure certain songs make it through and certain songs don't. Some records are made by committee, meaning record company guys sit around and tell the artists, this is hot, say that, do this. We're going to have this guy write the lyrics. We're going to have that. You have, you know, the record company pushing the narrative. You know, some social engineering going on here to make sure those prisons stay full.
I see people like Charlemagne the God on his popular show saying, black people are dominating. We're the most powerful. We're the greatest. Look how all the corporate sponsors are us. And I wish black people successes, rocket scientists, brain surgeons, whatever. But now the corporate media, almost every corporate spokesperson is a black person, to push the evil globalist agenda with a black face on it. So they're done wrecking the black community. They've destroyed the hell out of it. Blacks that have survived it have been incredibly tough, and more power to them. But now they fully weaponize it and are using the same gangster culture everywhere. I mean, I remember when Hollywood tried to recruit me 20 years ago, and I'd go out and be in a movie or whatever, and like the director would have thug life on him, be a white guy. One of them was the son of a super famous director. He's a big director and does movies with Denzel Washington. And he's all talking like a thug and talking about killing cops and stuff. And we're sitting up on this big, beautiful place with a butler feeding us filet mignon. And chicks in bikinis giving them massages, not me. And I'm like, oh, kill the cops. Okay. But that is the culture. That is what we're talking about to destabilize everything. So let's go to this latest clip. And I see dozens of these every day. Here's a white kid, went over to a party house. He thought he was going there, shows up. What are you doing here, kid? He thinks he's cool. You know, he's got his own white afro or whatever. Gets beat to death and taken out and thrown in the street like a dog to die. Got a bunch of examples of this, but this is the extension of that. And this is what the left wants. Here it is. And one more kick in the head, and he starts bleeding out and dies. They just take him out like trash, just throw him in the backyard. And then they go to prison for 5 years and get back out and do it again. And they videotape it and post it themselves, like seven gay men gang rape two toddlers in shopping mall restroom, blood all over the walls. And they post it and they're now saying, we're gay, it's okay, we rape babies. It's just total lawlessness, total criminal activity. Out in the open. Look, Cheryl Atkinson, we talk a lot about, just broke this. 12-year-old, two teens indicted for first-degree murder and shooting that left three teens dead in Marion County. Three white kids thought they were gangster. They thought they were cool. They went and joined the three black kids and thought they were going to go out and rob people for marijuana money. Instead, they all got robbed and lined up against a wall and shot in the back of the head. What is producing this culture? Boys ages 12 to 17 accused of killing three Marion teens. $10,000 reward. Third suspect arrested in murders of three teenagers in Marion County. They think it's tough. They think it's cool because the CIA said so. And then it gets worse. Let's play these two clips back to back. This is national television, Law and Order, where a woman is raped by a black teenager, and she says, don't prosecute him, it's not his fault. And then the whole show is about how good it is to be raped because you're white. Again, they're trying to get black people to watch this and think it's legitimate to go out and do this so they can later set all the black people up like they've already done. Let's continue.
But Natalie, Jay Watson raped you. Do you think I forgot? How could I? This entire trial has been an exercise in reminding me.
And this is your chance to do something about it.
I am going to. Believe me. Because I can. I can afford therapy. I have that luxury. And maybe one day I'll be okay. But if that teenager goes to prison, he may not be.
I'm listening, Mr. Carter.
Go ahead, Jay.
That girl, Natalie, I did what she said. She ain't lying.
Okay.
I took something. Something I can't get back. It was just supposed to be a robbery. But when I saw her, my whole life.
Hey, pause, back it up.
Nobody paid attention to anything.
Oh, it was just a robbery. And then, of course, they let him go in the show. So he can. In the real world, he goes out and does it over and over again. You wonder what the Soros brainwashing is. This is it, folks. Let's continue.
took something. Something I can't get back.
But with no proof on Trump, $80 million.
Supposed to be a robbery. But when I saw her, my whole life, nobody paid attention to anything I did. Not at home, not at school. Always felt kind of invisible.
So you need a rape her. Yeah, it's liberal.
So why would this be any different? I did to Natalie. I did change her life forever.
This is so sick, folks.
So, I guess I finally learned my lesson.
Oh, how beautiful.
It's too late.
It's never too late, Mr. Watson.
It's okay, you raped her. And robbed her. It's liberal.
You'll do time.
Pfizer will inject you.
That's your whole life. When you get out, it's the last one runway out of you.
Oh, good.
Take
good job, right there.
For what you did is only the first step.
That's right. You arm robbed her and you raped her. How liberal.
Let's speak to Miss Ross.
She's a white devil. Good job. You raped a white devil. That's who Hollywood is, folks. They want your daughters raped by anybody. These are enemies of humanity. The people running Hollywood are the enemy. They're the ones doing it. Let's look at this now. I told you it's CIA. Let me just show you a bunch of documents, articles, congressional reports right here. Let's look at it right now together. Iran-Contra crack cocaine, the transformation of hip-hop. Huge report. Former music execs described the scary meeting that resulted in today's violent rap music. All mainstream news, Business Insider. How a hip-hop conspiracy theory sheds light on the cracks in American justice. Hip-hop and the FBI, history of COINTELPRO. Fugus members, Press Michael, found guilty in federal conspiracy, working with the FBI, setting up hip-hop. Wind of Change, did the CIA write the Cold War's biggest anthem? Yes, they did. U.S. attempts to infiltrate Cuban hip-hop is not unprecedented. Al Jazeera. CIA and Radio Free Europe. Jazz, Spies, and Games. The Extraordinary Life of CIA Founding Member. U.S. co-op in Cuba's hip-hop scene to spark change. AP. CIA create the hippies. And it goes on from there. The whole thing is run just like Ice Cube said. And they got all these Soros DAs out there saying, hey, you raped a white woman, you shot a white liquor store owner. It's okay, man. We understand. They deserve to die. They're just legalizing all of this and trying to get young black people to go out and think it's okay to do. Black Lives Matter, mostly peaceful. All of it. We're going to break. I need your support. Hour number three is going to be power-packed with a special guest on what's really happening with World War III in the Middle East right now. We got two new T-shirts in. I designed this baby. I'm very proud of it. It's a big old 1776 Gadsden flag with the rattlesnake, don't tread on me, red, white, and blue. And on one side, it's got an American flag on one arm. And on the other arm, it's got a great design. We'll put that design up if we can at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars established 1996. Molon Labe. InfoWars established 1996. I got on air before that. In the new shirt. The 1776 limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new Team Humanity limited edition t-shirts as well. We need your support. Get the shirts now, InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for keeping us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.